This recording, Ontario 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was in grade 1, I had a particularly memorable Halloween costume. I was inspired by the reading that the teacher was doing in class from a book about this particularly pretty little witch. And so I had in my mind that I wanted to be a witch, which I told my mother. Now, my mother had a lot of black clothes in her closet, so it worked out very well because she had plenty of resources to draw on. But the costume didn't turn out exactly as I had envisioned. So she put together an assortment of black objects, and I put them on, and I must have shown by my downturn expression that these things just really didn't appeal to me very much. So my mom went ahead and picked out a couple of other items that she thought make me feel better after I told her I wanted to be a pretty witch. So I had a really short haircut at the time. A pixie cut was very much in vogue. I thought it was the ugliest haircut ever. So I was very happy that my mom picked me up this little blonde wig with pigtails. So I put on the little blonde wig that was sort of made out of a candy floss-like material. And I put on this black sort of gauzy thing that my mother had given me. And it wasn't until much later that I realized it was actually an old nightgown of hers, which went on over top of my thick sweater. And of course, I couldn't go out trick-or-treating without the addition of the highly attractive brown galoshes, which went over my shoes and had a buckle that flapped. Fortunately, there were plenty of sweets to make up for this really humiliating costume.